Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus lerefuas Shalom Ben Gila and refuah Moshe Chaim Ben Yafa Shena Chamka, Shoshana Bas Tzipporet Cyril. They should all have a refuah Shleim v'sach Shachol Yisrael and Nesya Tamar Bas Elisheva Tova. She should have Brius Hashleima. Noam Ben Leah, he should have Brius HaShalema. We're going to be learning B'Siyata D'Shmaya, continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. And this year, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be learning Perek Yud, Halachos Vav, and Zion in Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam writes, HaMila Shent Nitztava Ba'Avram V'Zaru Bilvad, Shenemar Ata V'Zaracha Acharecha. Mila was commanded to Avram and his seed alone. As it says, you and your seed after you. Yatza Zara Shel Yishmael. This excludes the seed of Yishmael. Shenamar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ki v'Yitzchak Yikari Lecha Zara. That Yitzchak is going to be your seed. So when it says, V'Zara'acha Acharecha, when it says your seed, who's your seed? Your seed is Yitzchak. Ki v'Yitzchak Yikari Lecha Zara. Yitzchak is your seed. And that also excludes Esav. Because Yitzchak said to Yaakov, Vayitain lecha, as Birchas Avram, lecha lezarecha acharecha. And he was given the bracha of Avram to you and your seed. He will give you the bracha of Avram to you and your seed after you. Mechlal implying, Shehu levado zarech el Avram, that Yaakov alone is the seed of Avram. Hamachazik bidaso, he's holding on to his religion. Over Darko Hayishar and his straight path, Veheim HaMechuyavim B'Mila, and they are Mechuyav in Mila. So who is the seed, the true seed of Avraham? Yitzchak and Yaakov, and they are obligated in Mila. Halacha Ches, Amru Chachamim, Shebnei Keturah Shem Zaro Shel Avram, the sons of Keturah, who are the seed of Avram. Avram took Keturah as a wife. Sheba Acharei Yishmael, that came after Yishmael. V'Yitzchak and Yitzchak chayavim b'mila, archayav in mila, ho'il v'nisarvu ayom b'nei Yishmael v'nei Keturah, yischayvu akol b'mila b'shmini. Since the b'nei Yishmael and the b'nei Keturah got mixed up, well, today we don't know who's who. Everybody is chayav in mila on the eighth day, ve'ein erogin alea, but there is no capital punishment. So this is all based on the sugya on Sanhedrin and Tesamit Beis, where the Gemara says that any din, any mitzvah that was said to B'nai Noach and repeated at Har Sinai applies to B'nai Noach as well as the Jews. But any mitzvah which was said only to B'nai Noach and not said at Sinai applies only to the Jews and not to B'nai Noach. So it was said both to B'nai Noach and Sinai, it's to B'nai Noach as well. And if it was said B'nai Noach and not Sinai, it applies only to the Jews. So frek the Gemara about Mila. Mila was said to B'nai Noach, and it was also repeated at Har Sinai. So why then, do we say that it was only said to Yisrael and not to B'nai Noach? If it's said to B'nai Noach and repeated at Sinai, it should apply to B'nai Noach as well, so why doesn't it apply to B'nai Noach? So look there in the Gemara. The Gemara says that it wasn't repeated at Sinai. It's not considered that it was repeated at Sinai. Because that it says in Parshas Tezria, B'yom Hashmini Mol B'Sar Olah, so that's just coming to be Mati or Shabbos. That's coming to give a heter for Shabbos, that you're allowed to do the Bris Milah on Shabbos. But it's not considered as repeating the mitzvah of Bris Milah, which is there to teach you that detail of Milah b'Shabbos. So according to the first Teretz, it was said to B'nai Noach, but it wasn't repeated at Sinai. Iba yis'ema, the Gemara zokt nocha Teretz, that Milah meikara, Milah originally, was only given to Avraham, because it says, Va'ata es brisi tishmar. It says that you should guard my covenant. Atav zarach acharechel deraisam. You and your seed after you for the generations. You and your seed, yes, zok the Gemara. But in a Shacharini Andra mention other people, lo, it's only you and your seed, but not other people. Elameata, so if this is true, says the Gemara, that it was only given to Avram and his seed. So therefore it's not considered that it was given to Bnei Noach that you should ask. That if it's given to Bnei Noach and at Sinai, therefore Bnei Noach should be chayav, because this wasn't given to Bnei Noach b'chlau. It wasn't given to Bnei Noach, it was only given to Avram and his seed. Frek the Gemara Lameyata Bnei Yishmael l'chayvu. Why aren't we mechayev Bnei Yishmael? They're also the seed of Abraham. And for the Gemara, you know why? Because it says, "Ki Yitzchak Ikar L'Chazara." Only Yitzchak is his seed. Frek the Gemara, what about So it's only Yitzchak and not Yishmael. And the Gemara asks about Bnei Esav, and then it says, no, be Yitzchak. Not all of Yitzchak, that excludes Bnei Esav. So it's only Avram through Yitzchak, through Yaakov, only they're going to be Chayav. Now, Frek the Gemara, Maskifla, Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya demures. Rabbi Shaya asks Kasha. Elameyata Bnei Ketorah Lechalol Lechayvu. Why should Bnei, according to what you're saying, according to the second Teretz, according to the Lishna Basra, that it was only given to Avram and his seed and nobody else. So if it's nobody else, meaning that it only goes through Yitzchak and Yaakov, then Bnei Keturah should not be Chayiv. So why are Bnei Keturah Chayiv? Answers the Gemara, because Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that the Pasuk says, Ve'ikubah Breshis Yitzayin, Ez Brisi Hefar, the Rabbi is Bnei Keturah. So his Brisi Hefar comes to include Bnei Keturah, that they're Taka Chayiv and Bris Mila. So Kumto is from the Gemara, that we have two dais in the Gemara. If Mila, was originally said to all Bnei Noach, but it was not repeated at Sinai. And since it wasn't repeated at Sinai, it was only given to the Jewish people. And according to the first Teretz, Bnei Keturah are not included in the Chiv. According to the first Teretz, we didn't say anything about Bnei Keturah. We just said that it was said to Bnei Noach. It wasn't said at Sinai. That means it's only given to the Jews. No Bnei Keturah. And according to the second Teretz, according to the Zweite Teretz, Rak Lezera Avram Ne'emar, it was only said to the seed of Avram. And the seed of Avram, the Gemara includes Bnei Keturah, from his Brisi Hefra, the Rabbis Bnei Keturah. And the Rambam, Shreit Bepashtus, Kalishna Basre, the Rambam wrote Bepashtus like the latter Lashon, because the Rambam was Mechayiv Bnei Keturah. Being Mechayiv Bnei Keturah means that the Rambam goes the Fi the Lashon Nishna Basra. And we also have an Halacha Zayin. In Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says that the Mila was only given to Avram and his seed. And who's his seed? Yitzchak, not Yishmael. Yaakov, not Esav. And that's also like the Lishna Basra, that it was only given to Avram and his seed. So we see that the Rambam paskins like the Lishna Basra, both from Halacha Zayin, where it says Avram Vizara, and in Halacha Ches, where he's Mechayiv Bnei Keturah. Umadar Vissen, we have to know. Minayin lo the Rambam b'pshitus, how does the Rambam know so simply that that's the Halacha? The Gemara never paskin the Halacha. So how does the Rambam know? Hagoyin Rav Meir Don Plotsky Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha and Nechemdes Yisrael was Oymer on this Kash Ayin Sham. And also we have the Shagas Aryeh, famous Tshuva in Simon Memtes. We had a shir at least on the first few paragraphs of that Tshuva, and the Rashash and the Rambam here, and the Nechemdes Yisrael that we mentioned, that also the Lishna Kama must hold that it was only given to Zera Avram, even though the Zera Avram element was only accentuated by the Lishna Basra. The Mila Mei Karl Avram Hum Dumo Kamasir Le Rachmana Batas Brisi Tishmar, that it was only given to Avram and his Zera. That's the Lishna Basra. But Baal Korchainu, the Lishna Kamo, they also hold like that, that it was only given to Zera Avram, because we have an open Pasuk, Atav Zaracha Charecha. It's only for you and your seed. And that would exclude Shar B'nei Noach. Umimela, the Rambam Paskins in Halacha Zayin, Lekulei Alma, Halacha Zayin, where he says it's only for the seed of Avraham. That is even according to the Lishna Kama, because the Lishna Kama is held that way. Because it's an often a Pasuk. Lo matchilim in Pasuk Meforash. So the Halacha Zayin is like everybody. Nevertheless, Linyan B'nei Keturah. It was not repeated. It was only repeated at Sinai. For whom? For the Jewish people. There was no repetition at Sinai. For the B'nei Keturah. So therefore the Lishna Kama doesn't hold of B'nei Keturah. That's B'nei Keturah Chayavim, because it was taught to Avram and it wasn't repeated at Sinai. And it's only to Avram and his Zera. But B'nei Keturah and the Lishna Kama must hold that way. And since it wasn't repeated at Sinai, therefore, it was only said to B'nai Yisrael. And therefore, the B'nai Keturah, according to the Lishna Kama, aren't Chayiv. So therefore, the question begs, how does the Rambam asks, Hagona Gadol Rav David Yitzchak Man, we're basing ourselves on, if I ever don't mention it, then assume it's true in our Hilchos Malachim Shiurim. We're basing ourselves on the Be'er Miriam, which is just about the best sefer written in the last century, on the Rambam. So, just about. I don't want to say the best, because there are many other great ones as well, but it's so pile plus half-lay v'fella, it's mamish shchuras and evil emiayin, it's intoxicating. So, how does the Rambam paskin like the Pshitus, like the Lishna Basra? Why did the Rambam not like the Lishna Kama? And Bekufa Sugit Sarachiyu, and we have to understand the Sugit itself. Not only the Rambam, Sharei Bal Korchenu, Gam Lishna Basra, we have to say that even according to the Lishna Basra, anything repeated at Sinai for a certain detail, it's considered that it wasn't repeated. If it's coming to teach us something specific, therefore it wasn't repeated at Sinai. Like we see in the Lishna Kama, that it's coming Lahatir Shabbos, Lahatir Mila B'Shabbos. So since it's coming to be Matir Mila B'Shabbos, Memela, it's not considered Nishnas B'Sinai. So the Lishna Basra has to hold that way as well. Otherwise, they're going to have the Kasha that the Gemara had. The Gemara asked about Piri of Arivya. Why aren't Goyim Chayiv in Piri of Arivya? Because it was said to B'nai Noach and it was repeated at Sinai. It was said Vatem Peruvu and then it was repeated at Sinai. Shuvu Lachem Lo Aleichem, that the Jews were told to go back to their tents, which means to be with their wives. Amazing, after Har Sinai, God says, go be intimate with your wives. Have babies. L'Yisrael Nem Rav Eloi Levnei Noach. And despite that, asked the Gemara, we know that Peruvu is only on the Jews and not on the Goyim. Aye, it was said at the B'nai Noach, and it was also said at Sinai, so why shouldn't it apply to the B'nai Noach as well? That was the Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara's Teretz was, no, it's taught for a certain reason, because Kol Dover Shebe Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Acher La'atiro, it's coming to teach you that anything that was subject to a vote, you need another vote to permit it. So first God told them to separate from their wives, and then God has to now tell them to go back to their wives. So So we have to learn this detail of Dover Shemin Soch Min Achelat Tiro. So that's the Gemara's Kat Teretz by Puruvu. And since that's the case, Mila also is not considered Nishneis. Why is Mila not considered Nishneis? Because like the Teretz, the Lishna Kamira says, that it's for Ubiyom Afilu B'Shabbos. It's not coming to us a person of Mila per se, but rather the fact that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So if that's the case, that it wasn't repeated at Sinai, why are B'nai Keturah Chayov? It wasn't repeated at Sinai, it's against our rule. How is the Lishna Basra? Right, the Pasuk said that the Ribui that we have in the Pasuk for B'nai Keturah as Brisi Hefar is not what's not said at Sinai, that's from Parshas Lech Lecha. So we don't have a repeat at Sinai, so why are B'nai Keturah Chayav? B'mei Cholek HaLishna Batra LaLishna Kama. How is Lishna Basa arguing with Lishna Kama? They also have to agree in principle that if it was repeated at Sinai for a reason, then it's not considered repeated. And Mila was not repeated because it was repeated for a reason, meaning not to tell us the halach of Mila, it was repeated to tell us the din of Shabbos. So then how can you be mechayev anybody but Jews? So how is the Lishna Basra is mechayev b'nei Keturah arguing with the Lishna Kama? Azoyat gefrek tishagas aryeh in simen memtes. And in the Sefer Chamra v'chaya in Sanhedrin there, nuntes. And the Heilugin at Sivan the Hamek Shalom, Kuf Samech Ebez. We have to understand even more. In the Kasha of the Gemara, Elamayata, B'nei Yishmael l'chayvu. Why are we mechayev? This is in the Lishna Basra. Lishna Basra said that Mila was only given to Avram. And then it says, oh, it was given to Avram in a seed. So if it's given to Avram in a seed, let's talk about the B'nai Yishmael. Let's be frank here and talk about the B'nai Yishmael. You know, Frank isn't usually a Jewish name, but we have to use it here because why aren't the B'nai Yishmael going to be chayiv? And also, why aren't the B'nai Esav going to be chayiv? B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav should both be the Zerah ben Zerah Avram. And it's mashma from the fact that the Gemara at Gefrek the Kashis. From the fact that the Gemara asked these questions on the Lishna Basra, it's mashma that according to Lishna Kam, according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, we have no kasha. Is kasha of Me'ata B'nai Yishmael L'chaivu and B'nai Mnesav M'chaivu are not kashas. Why? Because until Sinai, they were Mischaev. But Al Yedei Lo Nishneis Paka B'Sinai, because according to the Lishna Kama, what do we say? That until Sinai, the B'nai Yishmael and the B'nai Esav were Taka Chayiv. And then, because it was Lo Nishneis, because it wasn't repeated at Sinai, now they are Pater. As was explained in the Bar Miriam, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph Os Aleph. And if we say that according to the Lishna Basra, it also wasn't Nishneis, it also wasn't repeated at Sinai, like we saw by Piri of Arivia. We saw by Piri of Arivia that if it's for a reason, that if it's repeated for a specific reason to tell us a detail, then it's not considered repeated. And just like Piri of Arivia is repeated to tell us that called Ever Shemin Tzorch Min Achelat Tiro, when you have a vote, you have to vote it again. That's why Hashem had to tell us again, and that teaches us about the Beis Din. So too by Mila, that it was repeated at Sinai to tell us, like the Lishna Kama says, tells B'yom Afilu B'Shabbos. So according to Lishna Basra, it's not Nishneis. So then, why is it a kasha on the Lishna Basra that B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav should be chayiv even after Sinai? Because Taka, they were chayiv until Sinai. And then, It goes away at Sinai. So what's the question? Why are you asking about Bnei Esav and Bnei Yishmael? They were chayiv until Sinai, and then it went away at Sinai because it wasn't repeated at Sinai to tell us that the din of Mila wasn't repeated for Mila at Sinai, and therefore Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Esav aren't going to be chayiv. So what's the Gemara's kasha? On the Lishna Basra. And also, from where are the Bnei Keturah going to be chayav? It's not Nishneis. So, how's the Gemara B'chlal asking that question? From Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Esav. And how are Bnei Keturah, yes, going to be chayav? It wasn't Nishneis at Har Sinai. So we have to say that according to the Lishna Basra, it's not Lo Nishneis. We don't consider it Lola Nishneis. We consider it that it was Nishneis, it was repeated. Yeah, but then we have Akasha from Piri Varivya. Piri Varivya was repeated, but it was repeated for a reason. Not to tell us the din of Piri Varivya per se, but to tell us a different din. Tell us a detail, to tell us Dover Sheva Minyan Tzarech Minyan Acher La'atiro, but not to tell us Piri Varivya. See, here also by Bris Mila, it was repeated at Sinai, not to tell us Bris Mila, to tell us Afilu B'Shavis. If you hold that Lo Nishneis, and therefore we can ask from Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Esav, if you say that it was not considered Lo Nishneis, it was considered Nishneis that was repeated at Har Sinai. If you say, either way you're stuck. If you say that it was Lo Nishneis, then we don't have a problem according to the Lishna Basra, because they were chayav until Sinai and then it went away at Sinai. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is saying that Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Esav should be chayav. But what's the Gemara's kasha b'chlal? It was Lo Nishneis. And also, Bnei Keturah. We said that Bnei Keturah are chayav. But how do you say Bnei Keturah are chayav? It's Lo Nishneis. It wasn't repeated, so Bnei Keturah shouldn't be chayav. So we have to say that according to the Lishna Basra, it's not Lo Nishneis. It was repeated at Sinai. But if it was repeated at Sinai, then that's not going to help us. If it was repeated at Sinai, the way I understand the Gemara's kasha, if it was repeated at Sinai, then it should be Shaykh also to the Bnei Esav of Bnei Yishmael. And we understand why the Bnei Keturah are chayav, because it was repeated at Sinai. So everything is good. But then it's not good, because then we have the kasha from Peru Ravu again. We have the kasha from Peru Ravu, that Peru Ravu was repeated, but since it was repeated, to tell us not the din of Peru Ravu, but something else, that's not considered repeating it. So Bris Mila also, Bris Mila also was repeated at Sinai, B'yom HaShmini, but not for Bris Mila, to tell us, not strictly speaking for the din of Bris Mila, but for a detail of Bris Mila, that's not considered repeating. It was only there to teach us the din of Shabbos. So Taka in the Tos Sara, she writes that according to Lishna Basra, the Nidon is only until Sinai. That's what the Lishna Basra is discussing. So the Gemara said, saying that Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Esav should be chayiv until Sinai. But that's not what the Rambam writes. Now what the Rambam writes, because the Rambam says that after Sinai they're Pater. So the Rambam's learning that the Gemara is assuming the discussion in the Gemara is about after Sinai. Not before Sinai, after Sinai. And since after Sinai, the Gemara is saying after Sinai, They should be chayiv. And our question is, on the Rambam, after Sinai, they should be chayiv. How do you understand that? And the answer is, that we have miyutim in the pasuk. Seder, we have miyutim in the pasuk. But it's lo nishnais. It wasn't repeated at Sinai. And since it wasn't repeated at Sinai, then we have akasha from Puruvu, that according to this lashon, according to the second lashon, it wasn't lo nishnais, it was nishnais, and since it was nishnais, it was repeated at Sinai. According to the lishna basra, and therefore that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that Bnei Noach and Bnei Shemuel should be chayiv because it was repeated at Sinai. It's not lo nishnais, it is nishnais at Sinai, it was repeated. But what's the Gemara's kasha? Because we have a problem from Piri Verivia. Because by Piri Verivia, it's not considered repeated. So here also it shouldn't be considered repeated. So what's the Gemara's kasha that the Rambam is learning now, like the Tos HaRosh? Tos HaRosh is learning that it's only talking about until Sinai. But according to the way the Rambam is learning, it's learning after Sinai. That after Sinai, Bnei Esav and Bnei Shmuel are Pater. So, according to that, how do you learn the Gemara? What's shot in the Gemara's kasha? That Bnei Shmuel should be Chayiv, and Bnei Esav should be Chayiv. When it was repeated at Sinai, it was only repeated to tell you the Din of Shabbos. Since it was only repeated to tell you the Din of Shabbos, so Bnei Shmuel and Bnei Esav shouldn't be Chayiv. So what's the Gemara's kasha? And another kasha, that what's the difference between the two lishonos? Because according to the Lishna Kama, it's only Zera Avram were chayiv. Because according to the Lishna Kama, it says in the pasuk that it's given only. We have an open pasuk, like we said before, that the pasuk says that it's only given Lavram Luzaro. And the Lishna Basra, holds that it was given to Avram and to Zaro. And it wasn't repeated. Why wasn't it repeated according to the Lishna Kama? Because the Ubiyom HaShemini is coming to tell you about Shabbos. That's not considered repeating it. And according to the Lishna Basra, it's the same thing. We also have Ubiyom HaShemini that's telling you Shabbos. So, if you hold that way, then it's not considered. You're not going to be mechayiv bnei Noach. It's there for a reason. Because however you learn according to Lishna Basra, you get in trouble. Because if you learn according to Lishna Basra that it was repeated at Sinai, it is considered a repetition, then how's that different than Pir Verivia? Pir Verivia was repeated. But when it was repeted at Sinai, it was repeated to tell you a different din, not Pir Verivia, and therefore that's not considered repeating it. It's hard to say it was repeated. And if you say that it wasn't repeated at Sinai, then what's the difference between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra? Both of them hold that it wasn't repeated at Sinai. And we also have to understand that if, according to the Rambam, it's considered that it was repeated at Sinai, and for that reason, the Bnei Keturah are chayiv bizman hazeh, it emerges that the parish of Bnei Noach b'Mila is parashas Lech Lecha, and the parish of Yisrael is from Biyom Mishina Mor B'Sar Lotz, which is parashas Tazria. And the Rambam doesn't hold this way. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Esen Reish Tazvav writes that it's a mitzvah essay of Yisrael from parashas Lech Lecha. According to the way we're learning now, according to the Rambam should be holding that the parish of Bnei Noach is Lech Lecha and the parish of Yisrael is parashas Tazria. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos says that the mitzvah essay for Yisrael is from where? The mitzvah's essay for Yisrael is from Parashas Lech Lecha. And all the drushes in the Gemara and Sechas Shabbos, Perek Reb Lezer Demila, and in Yevamos and Perek Ha'arel are from Parashas Lech Lecha. But this Parashas is a Ben Noach Dika Parasha. And very, very famous what the Rambam says in his Parashah Mishnayis Techulin, that you can learn Dinei Yisrael from the Tzivui of Bnei Noach. We're only chayiv because we were told at Sinai. So why does the Rambam bring the pasuk of Parashas Lech Lecha, the Ben Noach pasuk, when it would have been much better for him, l'shitaso, to bring the pasuk of Parashas Tazria, which is the Bnei Yisrael pasuk? Now the Gemara asks the kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, Ela me'ata b'nei keturah lo l'chayvu. According to what you're saying, that you're telling me that in the Lishna Basra that it was given only to the seed of Avram through Yitzchak and through Yaakov. So therefore b'nei keturah shouldn't be chayuv. And who's this talking about? L'shitas HaRambam. It's talking about Zera B'nei Keturah. It's talking about the seed of B'nei Keturah for all the generations. And not like Das Rashi in Dibur HaMaskel B'nei Keturah, that it's talking only about the B'nei Keturah themselves. So then we have another kasha, like the Yad Ramah asks, and also the Shagas Aryeh. What's the pshitus that they are chayuv? According to the Rambam, that it's talking about Zera B'nei Keturah, who says, now we're asking on the Rambam, who says that they are chayuv? Who says that they are chayuv? Maybe they're not chayuv. The Gemara says that it's so simple. Gemara understands that it's so simple that B'nei Keturah are chayiv. Who says B'nei Keturah are chayiv? Rashi says in B'nei Keturah, Osan Shisha Shenodu Lavram, Hein Atzman Lo L'chayivu, B'nei Mahashta Delo Mo Lavram, Kol Bonav Shoyi Lo B'chayiv. According to Rashi, the Gemara's kasha is that maybe Tak Avram didn't circumcise the B'nei Keturah, his children. That's the Rakash according to Rashi. But according to the Rambam, the Kash is different. Rashi just says, maybe B'nei Keturah weren't chayim and he didn't circumcise his children, his B'nei Keturah children. But according to the Rambam, that it's Ladoros, the Gemara is saying what they shouldn't be chayiv because they are chayiv. The Rambam's understanding they are chayiv. How does the Rambam know that B'nei Keturah are chayiv? What's the pshitas of the Rambam that B'nei Keturah are chayiv? The Gemara is a kasha on this. And if the Gemara is assuming that we're memayit, because it says ki b'yitzchak ikar l'chazara, and not B'nei Keturah, so they're pater. Shalom al Yisrael. So what's the kasha? Why are they chayiv? Lo l'chayiv, they shouldn't be chayiv. Mashu, they are chayiv. Or maybe they're pater. And we also have to understand, like the Shagasarya asked, that just like according to the Lishna Kama, since it wasn't repeated at Sinai, the B'nai Keturah are not Chayav. So the Gemara doesn't ask according to the Lishna Kama, let the B'nai Keturah be Chayav, because there's no reason the B'nai Keturah should be Chayav, because it wasn't repeated at Sinai. So they're Takapater. It's assuming according to Lishna Basu that they're Chayav. But according to Lishna Kama, we're not bothered because they are Pater. Why are they Pater? Because it was Lo Nishnes. It wasn't repeated. They don't ask about B'nai Keturah. That they shouldn't be chayiv, they should be pater, because they take a hold of Lishna Kama holds their pater because it wasn't repeated at Sinai. So why then, if the Lishna Basra is it yes fair? Also according to Lishna Basra, it wasn't repeated at Sinai, and they weren't chayiv. Netosis Rosh and the Maharsha, they write that the kash of the Gemara is that we see Bizman Hazeh Milas Yishmaelim. Why are the Yishmaelim doing Bris Milah? Maybe Maisa was saying Bideim. So maybe Yishmaelim were Chayiv. That's the Hash of the Gemara, the B'nai Keturah mixed in with the B'nai Yishmaelim. So therefore the reason the Yishmaelim are doing it is because of the B'nai Keturah, that I understand that's the Kasha. The B'nai Yishmaelim are doing it because they're, some of them are B'nai Keturah, and they're doing Bris Milah. It must be Maisa Vaseim Bideim. And if it's Maisa Vaseim Bideim, it means they're Chayiv. So the Gemara's question is predicated on that, that they're doing Bris Milah. But if that's true, then it should be Shvira and the Lishna Kam also. Why are we only asking on Lishna Basra B'nai Keturah Lo L'Chayvu, that the B'nai Keturah are Chayiv? They shouldn't be. We should ask the same thing on Lishna Kama. If it's because of Maisa Vasein Bideim, the same Kasha would apply to Lishna Kama. And we don't ask it on Lishna Kama. We only ask it on Lishna Basra. We also have to understand the Teretz of the Gemara. Teretz of the Gemara is you know why B'nai Keturah are Chayiv? Because it's Brisei Hefar. The Rabbah is B'nai Keturah. So Mehechi Tesi B'nai Keturah, not B'nai Yishmael. Where do you get from his Brisi Hefar, the Rabbah's B'nai Keturah, not B'nai Yishmael? So the Shagasari wants to say, Miloshen Rambam Ba'aloch Ches, that the Pasuk of Kibi Yitzchak is Mayet, only those who were there when this was said. Who was there when this was said? Kibi Yitzchak Yishmael. So Mele Yishmael is being excluded, and not B'nai Keturah. So therefore B'nai Keturah isn't being excluded. So that's how we know that it's B'nai Keturah who are Chayiv and not B'nai Yishmael. Because B'nai Keturah are only born afterwards. That's what the Shagasari says, that's what the Mabit says in the Kiryat Sefer. But if that's true, if Kibi Yitzchak is coming to exclude Yishmael because he's around when it was said, and not B'nai Keturah because they weren't yet around, then what do we need as Brisi Hefar for? You don't need its Brisi Hefar, alright? B'nai Yishmael would be Chayiv if not for the Miut of B'Yitzchak. And the Miut doesn't apply to B'nai Keturah. So B'nai Keturah should be Chayiv even without this Brisi Hefar. Even without this extra Pasuk, they should be Chayiv. Because you don't need a special Rebu to be L'Rabos B'nai Keturah. Because B'nai Yishmael would also be Chayiv if not for the special exclusion. If the exclusion only applies to B'nai Yishmael, that means without the exclusion they'd be Chayiv. And the exclusion doesn't apply to B'nai Keturah, so B'nai Keturah should be Chayiv. So the Shagasariyeh was Nidchak to answer this Kasha. Another Kasha, that if B'nai Keturah are included in Zer Avram, because we're only Memayit Yishmael, right, that Kibi Yitzchak is Memayit, or Memayit Yishmael, and we're Memayit B'nai Esav, But if you want to say that B'Yitzchak is only Mamayit Yishmael, who was around at the time, but not B'nai Keturah, so then we have another problem. How do we learn in the Gemara Nedarim and the Flamed Aleph, Flamed Aleph, that if somebody is no there Mizera Avram, he's only Aser to be Nana from Yisrael, because nobody else is Zera Avram Ki B'Yitzchak? But wait a second, according to what you just told me, the only B'nai Yishmael were excluded from B'Yitzchak, but not B'nai Keturah, because they weren't yet born. So if that's the case, B'nai Keturah included in Zera Avram. So when one makes a neder, he's not going to be Nana Mizera Avram, it should include B'nai Keturah. Another kasha that he asked was that it says in Bikurim, Perak Aleph Mishnah Daled, that a ger can't say in Mikra Bikurim Asher Nasata Lavoseinu. And in the Yerushalmi there it says that also B'nai Kini also can't say Asher Nasata Lavoseinu unless they have a Jewish mother. Only if you have a Jewish mother there's Amira B'Bikurim. Because otherwise you have no Asher Nishbata Lavoseinu. The only problem is that B'nai Kini, that's me B'nai Keturah. Kini is me B'nai Keturah. And therefore, that's Zer Avram. So why do you need him on Yisrael? To do Mikra Bikurim. If he's a Ger Kini, he should be able to say Asher Nasata Lavoseinu, because he's descended from Avram. And he wasn't excluded from Zer Avram, because he was excluded from Zer Avram. Only Ishmael, but not B'nai Keturah, according to the assumption that we were only excluding one who was around when Hashem said Ki B'Yitzchak L'Kari Yikari Chazara, which would only exclude Yishmael ben B'nai Keturah. So they're also Zer Avram. So why do we need Imam Yisrael? B'nai Keni should also be fine because they're also descended from B'nai Keturah. So let them say Hashem Asat Elav Oseinu. So Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, this has really been a Hafgazak Veda, a very serious shelling of the sugya and of the Rambam and Kederkenu B'Kodesh B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Hopefully in future shiurim we will put back all the pieces together and it's going to come out so much more beautiful than it was when we first saw it. But that is going to take A. hard work, B. Siyata D'Shmaya, and Simchas Chaim and Koach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the means to continue the shir and to really understand Pshat in the Gemara and in the Rambam and Lahudi Maisa Arvis Simcha B'Sasson. We should be zecha to see Neflos Mitaras Hashem B'Simcha B'Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.